You're on your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and we are finally out of lockdown. Unlike last weekend, we can go out and go do some fishing this weekend. Although, I imagine the reports over this week have been a little bit light because people haven't been able to get out right away. I'm joined by Leon from Boats and Bikes Port Pirie. Leon, how's it going?
I'm very good, Jordan, and aren't you so right? I don't think it matters if it's blowing 4,000 knots on the weekend. Some of these avid fishers, they want to get out in the water and get a bit of salt air in their gills as such. But looking forward to it myself, quite frankly.
So like I said, with the lockdown, we weren't actually able to really get out of the house until Wednesday. Did you get many reports this week around what the fishing situation's looking like?
No, I haven't had many reports and all that sort of stuff, so I had a little bit of look through some of my records and just to find out, you know, what might have been coming online at this particular time. So some of the areas that we know at Barrows Beach, usually our King George Whiting go off the bite a little bit just after the bloodworm run, and then we'll find that we might get fish over at Barrows Beach top end of Ward Spit. So that's where I'd suggest that the guys would go, the King George Whiting over there. There's plenty of squid to be had. You know, we're looking around where the old cross stick was, Third Creek patches, and also Fifth Creek. You should be able to find yourself a good feed of squid. The salmon have been floating around. They've been telling me that they're still floating in the area of the Broughton Channel, so up to a kilo and a bit. So nice-sized fish and great to, you know, cut your teeth on, so to speak, if you're a kid trying to learn how to bring in a bigger fish. So that's a great thing. And I think we just need to be sure to make sure that we get in sort of close and out of the wind, because there'll still be a little bit of that floating around over the weekend. So if you're going to have a crack, make sure you're in close so that you can get home when you need to.
No worries. Well, Leon, hopefully you do get out there and have a great great fish this weekend, now that that you're able. And I hope it all goes well for you.
Rain, hail or shine, I'm going to be there.
Fair enough. Well, Leon, thanks for chatting. We'll catch up again next week.
See you then, mate.
That was Leon from Boats and Bikes Port Pirie on your Classic It's Breakfast. We only got out of lockdown a couple of days ago, so it probably means we're a bit light on the fishing reports so far. But hey, we've got something to look forward to this weekend, and that is fishing itself. I'm joined by Brenton from Complete Angler at Moonta and Wallaroo. Brenton, how's it going?
Yeah, I'm not too bad.
So the wind has been a little bit hectic over the last few days and, of course, haven't been able to get out fishing because of lockdown. Have we had many reports come through?
Nah, there's been very, very quiet. Not too many people are being out at all. I don't know anyone who's been fishing, haven't had a report. So about the only thing I could say would be...
go out and find out for yourself and let us know.
Yeah, pretty much. If you go and knock off the jetty and off land-based, if you're in the shallows, you might pick up some whiting off the beaches or in the shallows off the jetty while the water's dirty. Squid's probably going to be a bit quiet because of the dirty water. And I don't even know if the weather's looking good for a while to be able to get out in the boat. I would think once you can get out and if the water starts clearing a little bit, I think you'll probably do all right with whiting in the bay. But, yeah, she's going to be pretty hit and miss and suck it and see, I think, for a little while.
Yeah, well, that's all a bit of guesswork then up until this point, but that's, you know, maybe the mystery of going out for the fish and not knowing what you're going to get may make it a little bit more exciting for someone.
Yep, salmon off the beach over Point Riley, off the rocks and that would probably still be a go, but yeah, that'd be the only things I could think of really at the moment.
No worries. Well, hopefully I will have more to talk about next week. Brenton, thanks for joining me today.
Yep, not a problem.
That was Brenton from Complete Angler, Moonta and Wallaroo on your Classic It's Breakfast.